The UK looks to tighten the rules for companies eyeing a London share listing. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Shortly after the UK's Brexit deal was signed with the European Union earlier this year, many in financial services expected London to loosen its notoriously strict rules to attract more business to the capital. But the nation's Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, who serves as a Treasury Secretary equivalent, is considering the exact opposite. New rules, which could block firms from listing on the London Stock Exchange, could be unveiled, all in the name of national security. The BBC's Will Bain has that story.
The UK's Treasury said it was starting a consultation on how best it could prevent firms listing on the London Stock Exchange if the government felt it gave a foreign state access to government or commercial secrets. Those powers would extend too to firms owned by people who might harm UK interests, a Treasury spokesman confirmed to the BBC. The new rules will be focused on strategic areas of importance such as technology, defence and national infrastructure. The exact design of the scheme will be worked through in the coming months, but is likely to mirror similar moves in the US last year. It is, though, an interesting change of direction from the UK government, who more recently have been talking about relaxing the country's strict stock market listing rules to try and attract more fast-growing foreign firms to list in the UK, particularly following Brexit. In London, I'm the BBC's Will Bain for Marketplace.
Checking the numbers now, stocks across Asia ticked higher overnight while European shares are taking a pause this morning. Shares of Facebook are in the spotlight today after its messaging platform WhatsApp sued the Indian government over new laws coming into effect today. They require internet companies to trace the origins of inflammatory messages. WhatsApp says that means it'll break end-to-end encryption, violating its own privacy protections. Staying in India, as a deadly second wave of COVID-19 continues across the country, multinational conglomerate Tata Steel said it will compensate families of workers who have died from the virus. The BBC's Arunade Mukherjee has more on that.
The nearest relation of an employee who passed away due to COVID-19 will be eligible to get the last drawn salary till their former employee would have been 60 years of age, that is, till their retirement age. The family will also be getting housing as well as medical benefits. In addition to this, for all the deceased frontline employees, Tata Steel has also announced that they would be bearing all the expenses of their children's education till they graduate. Tata Steel said that this would ensure that the families would have an honourable standard of living. I'm quoting from their statement. It is very significant because India has been seeing a very deadly second wave, with the daily death tolls this time staying well above the 4,000 mark. And daily infections have been hovering around 200,000 for the last couple of days.
Now, Tata isn't the only company that's doing this in India, right? There are several others that have announced similar sets of packages.
That's right. In a sense, so far, Tata seems to have announced the biggest package. There are a couple of other big companies that we noticed. For instance, Oyo Rooms, which is in the hospitality industry, which provides affordable stay for tourists. They said that they would be offering families of deceased employees salaries for around 8 months to take care of their children's education as well, 5 years. There is another company which said that they would be paying salaries to families of employees who lost their lives for the next 2 years. So we're seeing companies coming out with new benefits and new schemes to try and cushion the blow for their employees and their family members, because this time the wave has been unprecedented.
The BBC's Arunade Mukherjee for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been 4 centuries since the Mayflower left England's shores bound for the New World. To commemorate the occasion, a team of scientists and researchers have been working to send another ship across the Atlantic. This time, though, it won't have a single human on board when it sets sail. As the BBC's Jonathan Coates explains, the Mayflower 400 will study ocean conditions and autonomous navigation.
Sitting in the clear blue water of Plymouth Harbour is a small white catamaran boat which could change the way we explore the world's oceans. Named the Mayflower 400, its creators are hoping it'll be one of the first autonomous vessels to cross the Atlantic. But unlike its namesake, which took the pilgrims to the New World in 1620, this boat will have no one on it at all, as Brett Fanuff, the project's director, explained.
So you would just give it a goal, like go to Plymouth, Massachusetts, and then it would look at the weather, it understands its own condition. Very sophisticated software, sort of acts like a digital captain. We call it Captain Watson or the AI captain.
The boat's computer captain is able to navigate using the usual radar and GPS that's normally found on ocean-going ships, but this is supplemented by 6 cameras attached to the mast. These feed into an AI image recognition system, trained on a dataset of over 1 million images. And this is what helps it spot and avoid oncoming ships and potential hazards. If it all works, it should complete the crossing in about 2 weeks.
It's a test platform for all this new technology that we're starting to see on manned vessels as well to help them be more safe. So this is sort of right out in the vanguard of that research.
But the technology packed onto this boat is doing more than just helping it steer. Rosie Licorice, IBM's emerging technology specialist on the project, is working on some of the science experiments that the boat will conduct during its crossing.
So we're doing some really cool experiments around things like marine mammal populations using audio data. We're also using a new device, an electronic tongue, that's going to be looking at the chemical characteristics of seawater, as well as some really exciting experiments we're doing around sea level and wave height, and actually calculating wave energy in real time out at sea. It's going to be so important for our full scientific understanding of the ocean.
Whether the Mayflower 400 is the future of maritime transport and research remains to be seen, but this experiment could be the first step towards making autonomous oceans a possibility. I'm the BBC's Jonathan Coates for Marketplace.
I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.